720 WGN, high atop Chicago skyline. Studios, we get into some of the cooler temperatures of fall. The action and anticipation is heating up for the competition from around the world. And, of course, the Fire, so the most exclusive and prestigious competition in the world of barbecue, as we close in on the Jack Daniel's World Championship Barbecue Invitational. It happens right there in the Hollow, the distillery, and the guy with his hand on the pulse of every drop that comes out of there for that iconic brand and beloved spirit is the master distiller for Jack Daniel's, the one and only Chris Fletcher. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Really, really excited to be talking barbecue again.
We'll talk barbecue and a little whiskey. They go great together. You know they do. It has been such a hot summer. People are looking forward to some of the mild temperatures of fall. Barbecue fans, some of the greatest pitmasters in the world, excited to get in on things in Lynchburg. So how are you guys doing? Are you guys getting ready to roll? The smoke gets ready to roll for the Jack.
Yeah, we are. I agree. I think everybody is starting to turn their eyes to fall, and everything at the distillery has been going really well. Really an exciting time to be making whiskey. And, again, after, we got back, we were able to get back together last year for the barbecue. I think we're kind of getting our feet back under ourselves, obviously after taking a year off for the pandemic. And things really, it kind of feels like we're returning to normal for real. So that's very exciting. And October 15th, we're so excited to welcome everybody back to Lynchburg and get this barbecue competition underway.
So here's the thing. People can imagine, listeners, of course, and they watch some of the television. Michael Simon just had a thing where they followed some of the competition barbecue around, so people are getting some insight into that. Specific to the Jack, there are so many elements that are different, unique, and special about what it is that happens. Certainly the cooking and the judging and all that. But for the other things, whether it's like the parade or, a barbecue hill, talk a little bit about what the teams and the people experience outside of maybe the cook. Here at the Jack.
Yeah, that's a great point. The competitors are coming in here, with one thing on their mind, and that's the competition. But there's a lot going on in the town of Lynchburg. Everything is mostly set up on the Lynchburg Town Square and also in Wiseman Park, which is right behind the Lynchburg Town Square. And there'll be activities going on all day long on Saturday, October 15th. Certainly very family friendly, lots of things for the kids to do. There's the famous country dog contest. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I hear it's a lot of fun. But it's really a great day. Hopefully we have great weather. We just look forward to welcoming people down to Lynchburg during one of the most beautiful times of the year and right in the middle of October.
So we'll be getting back to some of the things people know and love about the Jack with all those traditions. And on the spirit side of it, a lot of people out there think, you're purist, right? It's not broke, don't fix it, don't mess with it, don't change it. You guys are always out there kind of experimenting, not only giving people the classics that they know and love, but also kind of stretching and reaching out, giving fans of the brand even more things to appreciate. So talk a little bit about that. This year, getting into the super ultra premium side of thing with Bonded, and then you've got the distillery series. There's some cool things happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right now our Jack Daniel's Bonded, as you mentioned, that's a bottle and bond version of our classic Old Number 7 Tennessee whiskey. And so the biggest difference there in the flavor is going to be the proof, 100 proof. Really the design around that was to put something in the bottle that is really going to cut through in classic cocktail applications. Folks that love Manhattans, Old Fashions, any whiskey forward cocktail, it's perfect to pull for that. And then also more experimental, you mentioned the distillery release. We have just bottled up our next two distillery releases. And so our assistant distiller, Lexi Phillips, she selected a double-barreled rye whiskey finished in a toasted oak barrel. And her husband, who also works at the distillery, Josh, is releasing a double-barreled rye, but the second barrel being a maple barrel. So we have this really fun nice his and hers expression. Yeah, those are sold in Tennessee only, mostly at the distillery for people that make it down. But we're also this fall working on our special release whiskey that will be coming out later into the fall. And we're very excited because that is our first fully offered American single malt whiskey, which is a 100% malted barley whiskey, of course, made right here in Lynchburg.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So that's some cool and exciting stuff. And when people think about part of the Jack and the whole experience there is the exclusivity. You have to be a world champion or champion of your country in order to even get to compete. But for the fan side of things, to get down there, experience that, the sights, the sounds, certainly the smells, and then some of these special ways, right? Because in Lynchburg, you have the store, you've got, all those things. And then you mentioned some of these releases that are only available in your state.
That's right. You know, we like to have something in our own gift shop there, the White Rabbit Bottle Shop at the end of our tours. It's located in our visitor center, but something special for people that, you know, they can't get when they get back home. And it also, it's fun for me and Lexi and our whiskey making team, because we sort of get to go into the lab and experiment a little bit and see what flavors we can create. Because, you know, at the end of the day, our whiskey is just the grains and water and the wood from the barrel, right? That's all there is that goes into it. And it's about how can we manipulate that? How can we work with Mother Nature to create these interesting new flavors? And that's what's so fun about the distillery lease. So people coming down, you won't be able to get a bottle back home. So you might want to grab one when you visit.
You talk about all the good things to appreciate about, and there's no place like home. But for you, have you been traveling more? And if you are you enjoying that? I know during the pandemic, things have been understandably limited, but are you getting back out to that sort of global ambassador role that you have, you know, where you're taking the brand around the world?
Yeah, I really am. And it's exciting. You know, I've missed it. I've missed that connection with people. And I know that I echo that statement. Could be relatable to everybody really in the world during these last couple of years. So it is fun to be able to connect one-on-one with people, you know, not through a computer screen. And I think that's the great thing about our whiskey. And I think, you know, Mr. Jack himself, you know, his product, his whiskey, he owned the saloons in town and would hire bands to come in and play these big open public parties. He brought people together. And that's what's so exciting now, is being able to get back out there, shake hands, look people in the eye, and enjoy a great glass of Tennessee whiskey.
You know, one of the unique and very cool things about the Jack is that it brings not only America's great champions together to compete for that title, but also the best barbecue teams from countries around the world. We just talked about you getting out more, traveling a little bit. Are there countries, you know, that are representative that, you know, you have this opportunity to do a little networking where, you know, they're obviously focused on the barbecue side of things and appreciate that, but maybe you know, kind of get with them a little bit and share a little bit more about the brand itself that they may not be as familiar with?
Yeah, it's really amazing how Jack Daniel's connects with folks all over the world. And we have teams, like you say, from across Europe, even, you know, Japan and different places. And it's amazing that they've made this trek to Lynchburg to compete in our barbecue competition and compete for the title of Grand Champion. And it never ceases to amaze me, though, how people connect to a product that's made in the second smallest county in the state of Tennessee, you know, a town with one stoplight, yet it's in 172 different countries officially. And we're pretty sure even countries that we don't officially distribute in, it probably makes its way in there one way or the other. And so it's amazing of how, you know, our brand and our whiskey makes friends all over the world. And it's one of my favorite things about what we do.
You know, the bragging rights and a little bit of barbecue immortality that comes with winning the Jack is really the big prize. But I know as far as prize and dollars, those have been increased recently, right, to make this a pretty significant payday as well. Talk a little bit about that. Obviously, it's a big deal for the teams to get a chance even just to compete, much less win the Jack. But talk about everything with them, you know, and the dollars and some of the things that they leave with, whether they're like grand champions, reserve grand champions.
That's right. So, you know, each category, whether it be pork ribs, brisket, shoulder, chicken, sauce, dessert, each of those comes with its own prize money. But the ultimate prize, the one that the bragging rights that you refer to, Dane, $25,000 goes to the world grand champion for us. And, you know, even if we back up and just getting to the Jack, as I call it, the Jack Daniel's World Championship, you have to win. You have to be a champion. You're right. You have to be a champion of a state competition, or that you're winning a category outright at one of the other big barbecues, whether it be Houston, Memphis, or Kansas City. And so this is, you know, kind of the best of the best, right? I was a friend of mine. We were in Florida the other day. We were talking about it, and he said, this is like Top Gun. This is like going to Top Gun school. and so it's the best of the best, so to speak, to make that correlation. And I thought that was a pretty good analogy. But it really is amazing what these folks do with barbecue. It's serious business for them, and it's a lot of fun for me to be able to try some of the best barbecue in the world.
For more information on all things Jack Daniel's, obviously get it anywhere fine spirits are sold in great restaurants, bars, hotels around the world. For more information on the new spirit expressions, events, cool things that you guys and your team have in the works, Chris, where can they go?
Yeah, go to jackdaniels.com. You can get all information on all things Jack Daniel's, and also you can get all the information on our World Championship Barbecue on October 15th. Look forward to seeing everybody in Lynchburg.
Chris Fletcher, master distiller, Jack Daniels, thanks so much for everything you guys are doing, not only for great flavors, obviously the brand and spirits and the sport of food sport and all that. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much, Dane. I appreciate it and look forward to seeing you soon.